Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 267. I hope you guys are staying warm and safe. What I wanted to discuss today is the question of why Moshe? Why was Moshe chosen to be the one to deliver the Jewish people from Mitzrayim? And we know that Moshe, of course, has this incredible upbringing where he miraculously is saved from drowning in the Nile, and the daughter of Paro picks him up and takes him out and raises him and supports him. And so, of course, you get the feeling that there's something very special about this kid. So why is Moshe the one who ultimately is brought to the burning bush and God has to convince to take the job? What's that all about? What qualifies Moshe for this job? In order to understand this, I think we need to think back as to what is the goal of Yetziat Mitzrayim, right? Of course, Yetziat Mitzrayim is most fundamentally about freeing the Jews from slavery. Slavery is bad, and we, of course, don't want to be slaves. But when we think about the goal of Yetziat Mitzrayim is constantly part of the conversation. We mention Yetziat Mitzrayim constantly in the Shema, in our Kiddush. It's really everywhere, and there are so many mitzvos in the Torah where we recall Yetziat Mitzrayim, and the question is why. So one answer, very simple, and this is a much larger and wider discussion, but one answer is obviously because Yetziat Mitzrayim told us and taught us about important things relating to Jewish theology. The idea is that God exists, God created the world, God is still involved in that world, culminating into the fact that there's a purposeful existence, that God ultimately created the world for a reason and gave us the Torah to describe and instill in us the goals towards that reason. That is what Yetziat Mitzrayim is all about. We learn this in the formation of our nation in these beginning moments, and everything that we know about God can really be traced back to Yetziat Mitzrayim. So that's, of course, the simple understanding of why Yetziat Mitzrayim is important. But there's another understanding, and I think this idea could be supported in many ways as well. There's another lesson that we take out of Yetziat Mitzrayim, and we see that through multiple psukim throughout the Torah. In Devarim 15:12, it talks about how we're supposed to give severance to people who work for us. And it says, Hanik taniklo, furnish him out of your flock, threshing floor and vat. Do really good things, don't let him go empty-handed. Why is that? So the pasuk says there, v'zacharti ki evad ha'yisah be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you need to remember that you yourselves were servants and slaves in Egypt, v'yiftecha Hashem elokecha, and God redeemed you from that place. Al kein anochi mitzavecha es hadavar hazeh hayom. And so I command you to do this today. And so what obligates us to treat our eventual servants well is the moral argument that we had undergone that same experience. And the same way we didn't like being treated badly, we didn't like being let go without any sort of severance, so too we need to make sure we're sensitive to the needs of those who work for us so that we learn from Yetziat Mitzrayim. And we see this again and again. It says in Devarim Yud, Va'ahavtem es hager, ki gerim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. You need to befriend the stranger. You need to love the ger, the love of the convert, because you were strangers. And you need to remember what that was like, so that you can have that same empathy towards others. And in Shemos Chaf Beis, it says, V'ger lo sonev lo silchatzenu, you can't wrong a stranger, you can't oppress a stranger. Why? Ki gerim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And finally, in Shemos Chaf Gimel, it says, V'ger lo silchatz, you cannot oppress a stranger. V'atem yedatem es nefesh hager, because you know the feelings of a stranger. Why? Because you yourselves were servants, slaves in the land of Egypt. And so there's another reason, a very important reason, why we specifically remember Yetziat Mitzrayim, not just because of all the theological lessons that are involved, but also because of the interpersonal lessons, the lessons in empathy that we're supposed to take away from that experience. You were slaves, don't you dare ever oppress anybody else in that way. And I have a much larger piece on this, why it is that at the Seder, we reminisce not only about the moments of freedom, but also the moments of slavery. Both of them have what to teach. There's a lot to learn from the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. So back to our question about Moshe, I saw suggested by Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein in his doctoral dissertation. He says, perhaps the reason that Moshe is chosen is because when we meet Moshe, we know of very few actions on his part. It says in Shlishi of this week's parasha, Vayhi Vayom Mahem, Vayigdal Moshe Vayitzei El Achav, the first thing we hear about Moshe, the first thing that he does is he goes out to his brothers, Vayar B'Sivlosam, and he understands and he sees their burden, and he's empathetic. That's the first thing. Now, the first story we're told of is Vayar Ish Mitzri Makeh Ish Ivri Me'achav, and he sees an Egyptian man beating up a Jewish man. And so and we know that he hits the Mitzri, he kills the Egyptian, and he buries him there in order to protect the oppressed, to protect the Jew who was getting beaten. So that's day one. Vayetze Bayom Hasheni. The very second thing that we hear about Moshe is he goes out on the second day. And there are two people fighting. Again, he gets involved. And he sees and he says to the wicked, why are you about to hit your friend? Who made you into this judge? Who made you into this important person? And so he gets into trouble because they witnessed what he did yesterday. They threaten him that they're going to divulge the secret, which apparently they end up doing. And so he has to run away. And he runs away where? He runs away to Midian. And what happens? And so he comes to Midian, and when he's at Midian, he comes to the well. That's a common theme we find again and again. And there's a person in Midian that has these seven daughters, and they're all there in order to feed and to water their sheep and to give their sheep to drink. And come these other shepherds and chase the daughters of Yisro away. And he saves them. And he goes and he waters their sheep. And they come to Reuel, their father, and they report, Reuel is Yisro, and they report, an Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds, and he even drew water and watered the sheep. And so the idea is, as the Chassam Sofer explained, if you take a look at these 3 days, so we have, you imagine day one, Moshe goes out, he sees the Jews and he's empathetic towards their plight. He particularly sees one Jew being abused by an Egyptian, and he steps in and he saves the Jew and he kills the Egyptian. That's day one. Day two, he has this fight that he sees between two different Jews, and in this fight he gets involved. He attempts to stop, but of course he doesn't realize that they're going to undermine him and slander him to Paro. And then on day three, he has another experience. He walks in on these persecuted girls who are being abused by these shepherds, and he steps in again, and he saves them from the shepherds. And so the first thing, you know, that we see is interesting. Day one, you know, he's helping a brother. A person is being abused, and it's sort of very immediate in his face, and he feels like he has to help. The next level, day two, is sort of a higher level. It has nothing to do with him. There are two people, perhaps even parties you might consider, and so I don't know. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to make sure that I keep the peace. I'm going to stay out of this. That's day two, and yet he still goes and transcends what many others would do, and he wants to get involved because he wants to make sure that there's peace. And then finally, the highest level is, yeah, these people aren't Jews. He goes out to Midian. He has no idea who they are, and he steps in, even though he has no idea who they are, and he has no connection that existed previously with these people. And so the Chassam Sofer understands there is a progression over here in these 3 days of description of Moshe's behavior, where he goes, number one, not only to save his own, but to save those who he has very little to do with, and really it's Riv Lo Lahem, something that has nothing to do with him. And then, finally, he goes and steps in with the people who he has no connection with at all. Why is this stated here? Why are these stories here? Simple. This was Moshe's resume. Moshe's resume was that he could look not only at those close to him, but those further away. Not only those further away, but those really far with absolutely no connection. And he could have empathy towards their plight. He could see what they're suffering through, what they're suffering from. He could see the troubles that exist in their lives. And he understood the lesson of Vayar B'Sivlosam. Not only did he see their suffering, but he understood it. He understood what suffering needs to teach us. And so if the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only theology, but it's interpersonal ethics, that we need to make sure that we treat others well and we treat others kindly, Moshe learned that lesson, knew that lesson on his own somehow, and his Vayar B'Sivlosam and the three examples and the three subsequent days, that's the whole resume that he needs to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Have a great day.